I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Friday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Evangelicals and other extremists of the religious faith are kind of in the light now because, well, they've kind of been helping to lead the march to get people to pretend that COVID doesn't exist. And they've been leading the march to try to claim that Trump had won, so there's no way he could have lost the election. That's ultimately going to work out well for them, and it's already not to. Take, for example, End Times pastor Baxter. Well, the end times came for him. He's dead. He died of COVID. I feel no sadness for him at all. I mean, he lived a long life. He was 75, and he was a complete and total asshole, a hate-mongering homophobe. And he had an amazing theory about COVID. Here's what he said. There are 7.5 million couples living together in the United States. This is not worldwide, just in America. 7.5 million couples. That means 50 million people that are living together unmarried. And that's probably the smartest thing he said in his life. He was able to do simple math. A rare occasion where he got anything right. He then said, if we think we can just ignore God and live a sinful lifestyle, well, we cannot do it. You know, I believe in what you're saying, that God may be using this as a wake-up call. This coronavirus may be a privilege, because I'll tell you right now, there's a much bigger judgment coming. It's in the Bible. And to put gay people to death, I don't feel a loss. In fact, I think the world is a better place without someone as awful as he is. And if COVID is punishment, did you leave the earth with any conception of why God was taking you? We've lost some other faith leaders, not because they died, but because they got caught and were first forced to resign. Now that's a pretty big deal with celebrity pastor Carl Lentz. He was a big deal. I mean, Justin Bieber was a member of his church. He was considered hip. He was the hip pastor. But I don't think it's hip to be hip anymore, is it? I've said it many times. There's no such thing as a moral megachurch pastor. They just don't exist. If you were really moral, you'd probably be doing something else. But anyway, he cheated on the mother of his three children that he'd been married to for 17 years. Oh, and she was also his fellow minister. He was fired for what was publicly revealed as moral things, but his mistress decided to come forward. She says, I'm here to tell the truth. And maybe by doing that, other people will have the courage to speak up too. Now, I don't know whether the pastor could blame the massive amounts of tequila that he drank with her, or whether it was the devil, but they wound up having an affair. An affair with a Muslim woman named Ranin. Anyway, I guess his wife covered the text between the two of them, and I guess it's over for him, because he's out. I don't know what's happening with his wife. But Renine, she said, people like him shouldn't preach or drink so much. There's no deepness there. It seems like a cult. And she wonders how many other women were sued by him like she was. He's not a pastor, but the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, makes it a point to always talk about what a great Christian he is. I mean, all the time. It's how he self-identifies. And he believes that he should be allowed to discriminate against gay people, and that sheriffs should be able to put crosses on their government vehicles. And he believes courts should be able to put up Christian symbolism. He also wants 10 Commandments monuments on government property, and he's essentially a Christian nationalist in word and well, except for the deeds that tried to cover up. And he was outed by his own aides. They accuse him of bribery, abuse of office, and other federal crimes. That had already come out. We knew about that. But now we found out that on top of all of those seemingly not-so-Christian activities, he was also having an extramarital affair with a woman he later recommended for a job with the wealthy donor who's now at the center of the criminal allegations against him. Texas has a tradition of unbelievably corrupt top officials. That includes the governor, and it's been pretty consistent that it's also been the attorney general who's been corrupt. And it doesn't necessarily mean that they go to jail. It is this, after all, but things are not looking good for Ken Paxton. A lot of ex-faith leaders are still with us, and boy, they are just going nuts over the idea that Joe Biden, a man of decency, almost the exact opposite of Donald Trump. They are by the idea that a man of decency might become president. Now, there's Sid Roth. He hosts a show called It's Supernatural. He believes that everyone who voted for Joe Biden would be judged by God. Okay, to his beliefs, everyone eventually gets judged by God, so I'm not quite sure what he's saying there. He's known for being nutty, kind of obsessed with his toilet and how God fixes it for him. But I'm going to quote you and ask the question, is this man even sane? He said, "A vote for President Trump is a vote for America to be great and blessed by God. A vote for the Democratic Party is a vote for the sin of child sacrifice." And someone might say, well, I mean, I don't like this whole abortion thing, but I just can't stand President Trump. No, no, no. Look at that one issue. A vote for Biden is a vote for child sacrifice that you will get credit for when you get to heaven, if you get to heaven. Well, I'm glad that Roth is using the qualifier, if you get to heaven. He should be using that on himself. The only real child sacrifice that's going on is the children who are dying of COVID, and the children who were sacrificed because they were immigrants coming with their parents to come to a better nation. Those are real child sacrifices, not the issue of abortion. A fetus isn't a child. And if you're throwing us with hell because we support abortion and we support Joe Biden, we're already in hell. It's anywhere where Republicans are in control. Here's what the Southern Evangelical Seminary said. His name is Richard Land. He said, quote, "It could be that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are a judgment of God on the United States." Well, I think it's more a judgment of the people who voted for him. I don't know how God comes into the picture. But if that is the case, if you're right, I guess he judged that we didn't need a misogynistic, hate-filled, homophobic, serial sexual assault president. I mean, that might be a reason. Evangelical leaders who consider themselves they're almost universally wrong about everything. But nonetheless, they're prophets, and being wrong so frequently and kind of tending to be biblical literalists, they don't seem to be on board with what the Bible says you should do with prophets, which is to stone them to death. Their literal interpretation of the Bible seems to end when it might be bad for them. Pastor Chris Balaton here in California said, "I want to sincerely apologize for missing the prophecy about Donald Trump. It doesn't make me a false prophet." Yeah, it makes you a false prophet. You were wrong. Prophecy comes from God. If it doesn't come from God, it isn't going to be right. And you weren't right. If it came from God, you would be right. So you're a false prophet. He's one of the ones who was willing to admit that he was wrong. Others much. Nothing was more than what Kenneth Copeland of Kenneth Ministries did. It was terrifying if you've seen the video. He stood before followers and said, "The media said Joe Biden is president," and then he broke out into what kind of is universally described as a demonic laugh, and he just went on going, ha, ha. It was terrifying. And he seemed to blame people for supporting the Equality Act, because, you know, God hates equality, I'm guessing. Of course, no one can top pink-haired Christian prophetess Carrie. I mean, she's in a competition with Dave Dobbin and that firehouse prophet. I can't think of his name right now. I mean, just for all out, just batshit crazy. She brought in ops agents to help Donald Trump win. Her agents apparently failed. Oh, wait, the guy, I remember his name, the fireman prophet, firefighter prophet, Mark Taylor, that was his name. Not backing down either. He's prophesied that there would be a red tsunami of blood, I'm guessing. And then he said, after the election, what does it take to create a tsunami? It takes an earthquake. This is what God is saying. The election is not over. This red tsunami has got to be started by an earthquake. We had the red wave. The earthquake was Jeff Sessions stepping aside. The delay is over. They are going after these people hard. I have no idea what he's talking about. But that's why he's part of mighty of the craziest religious leaders in the evangelical world. Christian prophet Jeremiah Johnson had a dream that Trump would win, which I guess turned into a prophecy. And then he said that he would be assigned to call 1 million women to the mall in Washington, D.C. to see Roe v. Wade overturned in America and their rights stripped away. Yay! for now, many of them are still on, believing that ultimately Trump will become president, I am comforted by the fact that they are almost always completely wrong.